It's time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigitte Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Welcome to Championship Night here in the district basketball game. We are already underway. In fact, we're over halfway through the first quarter. A little mixed up on time when we were to start. So we're here with 3:36 left to go in the first quarter. And the Lady Bobcats have a 9-5 lead over the Lady Bears. They've scored the last six. Lady Bears had a 5-4 lead there at one point, but that doesn't catch up totally, but at least you know the score.
Yeah, it gets in the ballpark at least. And again, apologies for the miscommunication on the tip-off tonight. It was a 6:30 tip-off. It's a little weird on a Friday night district championship game, but we are here in Houston. The top-seeded Thayer Lady Bobcats, the number two-seeded Lady Bears. Lady Bears with 20-6 on the season. Thayer at 13-12, but they play a, that is not, that's straight up. The boys still have a lot better record than that. They've got 20 wins as well. So this one should be good. Thayer won this contest 66-55 in January. Lady Bears played with them for a while, but late the Bobcats pulled away. Bears with the ball, and we're back to action after the timeout. Stewart goes baseline, shot no good. Rebound tips out of bounds off Thayer. It'll stay with Willow again, 3:17 to go first quarter. Thayer leading Willow 9-5. Willow had a 5-4 lead, but the Bobcats on a 5-0 run. Inbound pass goes to Stewart. She'll bounce it back to Chloe in the corner for three. No, but she is fouled. And that'll send Jones to the line shooting three. And that's another bit of a storyline here early is the Bobcats getting a little bit of foul trouble.
Yeah, that's four right all the right back.
Yeah. That's a foul was on Logue off the bench.
She's an aggressive player.
Yep.
Chloe will be at the line shooting three free throws. First one is good. And foul trouble for the Lady Bears just slightly, but the only two fouls that have been called against Lexi Sigmund. So she's sitting on the bench and out of the game early, and the Bears are going to need Lexi in there. Second free throw rims in, and Chloe's got a chance to earn her 3 points here and pull Willow to within one. District championship night here in Houston. Third one is good. Chloe makes them all. 9-8 Thayer with 3:10 to go here in quarter number one. Davis, sensational player for the Bobcats, takes off to the right side. She'll dish into the corner. Three ball by Bowers. Flashes home. That's the other big score for the Bobcats. Bowers. And the official stops play and warns the Bobcats. Not sure what that was about. Maybe now taunting afterwards. But big three there by Bowers. And it's 12-8 Thayer. Thayer loves the three-pointer. They're very good at it. Everybody on the floor can shoot it just about any time. Fredrickson on the block, double dribble, and Willow will turn it over.
Second turnover on the Lady Bears.
What makes Bears so dangerous is they really started this game going inside and using their size advantage. And that now is mixed up. They didn't have anybody to inbound the ball, so Locum came all the way back down the floor to inbound. And Davis brings it into the front court. She'll tip it back. Now left side for Hiles up top. Bowers has it tipped, but Logue's got it on the left wing. Back to the left side. Hiles for three. Got it.
That's what they do. They've got three of them here in the first quarter and extend the lead to 8.
Yeah, suddenly that one-point lead is an 8-point game. There's Crudgington underneath. Good pass from Jones. Found Paisley wide open on the block. Willow desperately needed some points there, but the Bobcats almost get it right back as Crudgington with the block underneath the basket out of bounds. It'll stay with Thayer. 2 minutes to go first quarter. Bobcats leading by 5. Davis will inbound. Coach Young using a lot of his bench here early. Fair got away with a walk, and now the ball is tipped out of bounds by Stewart, jumping the pass lane. They'll stay with Fair. Bobcats have had some good looks here early, and the Willow defense is going to have to clamp down a little bit. Can't leave these guys open for three-pointers. Bowers in the corner. Up top, they'll work it around the horn. Doyle is open, a pass tip, and Stewart knocks it into the backcourt, but back to get it is Piles. He'll get it to the baseline, tips back out into the corner for Davis. Davis gets around Jones, goes left side to the baseline, pass cut off, throws it into traffic, and it's picked up by Stewart. Ahead to Jones. Chloe, one on three, pushes one up, hoping for the foul. She didn't get it, and it's going to be out of bounds on Willow.
I thought that would be out of bounds on Thayer, but
I think at the last instant, Willow player inadvertently touched the ball. Thayer will take it back, leading by five, with 80 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Davis across the timeline. She'll flip it left side for Sorrell into the corner. Three ball by Regal is an air ball, but Davis is there to pick it up. Davis, one arms it up top. Here comes a three by Sorrell, and it splashes off. Multiple opportunities, and Thayer makes Willow pay, and just like that, they're up by eight with a minute to play in the first quarter.
And they've hit four trays here in the first quarter.
Jones trying to get one back, cannot. Too hard off the back of the rim. Quick rebound for Thayer with 50 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Willow missing Sigmund underneath for her rebounding ability. Here's Stewart again tipping the ball away into the backcourt, but Thayer back to get it with 35 seconds left to go in the quarter. Davis, that's a logo. Good ground tonight here for the district championship game. Sorrell has it tipped and stolen by Stewart. Stewart doing a good job tipping passes.
Active hands.
Creates a turnover, and now Willow with a chance to have the last shot of the quarter and just get a little momentum here at the end of the first frame. 12 seconds left to go in the quarter. Jones at the logo with 10. Chloe with 7. Takes off right side in traffic. Right block. Forces one up. No good. No foul. Rebound Fair with 2. With 1. Davis from half court. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Fair leading Willow 18-10 in the district championship game. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter getting underway here at Houston with the district title on the line. After one quarter, Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Lady Bears from Willow 18-10. Thayer will have the ball to start the second quarter. Raining threes in that first quarter. Man, that was tough. 12 of the 18 points for Thayer coming beyond the arc. And I would guess that it's probably at least three, maybe four different players hitting three.
All four different players.
They can all do it, and that's
four different
so
players.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Davis in the backcourt. Here comes another three by Sorrell. No good. Rebound Stewart for Willow. Got to have those rebounds. You can't give them second chances. Willow into the front quarter with Jones. Chloe to the free throw line in the paint. Puts up a floater. No, but she's fouled. And Chloe will go shoot a couple of free throws. And the results have been a little mixed here early. You know the Bears want Chloe to drive and draw some fouls, but you got to have the right officials that are going to call stuff. And so far, the officials, for the most part, have done that. Free throw is short by Jones. Regal picked up her second personal foul on that. Jones' second free throw is good. 18-11 is the fair lead. Davis quickly into the front court. Tips it ahead. Back to Bowers. Out front to Regal, and his pass is tipped and stolen by Jones. Jones has a two-on-two. Takes it herself off the glass. Count it one. Drew the foul, and Chloe's got a chance for a three-point play.
No, that's Chloe Jones basketball right there.
Much like the boys' team with Colby, with Chloe, you've got a player that she can always create some offense.
She made a steal, took it all the way, got the layup and the and-one.
Free throw is good. That's the third foul also on Regal, so she is definitely in foul trouble here early in the second quarter. And Willow on a 4-0 run is closed within four. Bowers at the free throw line. Tip it into the corner. Back up top. Logue's pass tipped, but controlled by the Bobcats. Bowers travels, but she's fouled first. And the Bobcats will take it out of bounds. And that's going to be on Jackson. That's her first. Sigmund still on the bench, picking up two fouls early. Inbound pass is tipped, but saved by the Bobcats. Davis going to go to the block, puts it up, missed it, but she's fouled. And Davis will get a couple of free throws here, and Stewart is the guilty party. And that's her first. Again, Fair won 66-55 in January. Free throw here is good by Davis. And Sir Willow, I think you want to try to keep Fair under 60 points. I think that's your first objective.
It's going to be tough to do, but yeah, that's a nice goal.
Second free throw is missed. Rebound Willow. 19-14, 5-point lead for the Bobcats. 7 minutes to go in the half. Regington, Stewart in the corner. Hands it off to Chloe. Chloe's got two white jerseys in front of her. Gets it away to Crudgington underneath. Goes through the hands of Jackson out of bounds. And Willow turns it over.
Fifth turnover on the Lady Bears.
Bear will bring it back the other way. Both these teams with 20 wins on the year. They've both had great seasons. Bear finished number one in the SCA. Willow number two. In the corner, Logue takes off on the baseline. Jumper is missed. And Jones is there for the rebound. Chloe across midcourt. Jones takes off in the paint. Floater off the glass and in. Tough shot. Chloe gets the fall. Willow pulls to within three. Davis. Left side. Up top to Bowers. Right side. Three ball by Sorrell is good. Just when you think you're making some progress,
here they come.
The Bobcats pop a three and double their lead. 6-point lead. Stewart right side for three. That one's off the mark and a foul coming on the rebound against Fair. And Willow will keep possession. Third team foul on the Bobcats this quarter.
Second personal on Sorrell.
Regington takes the inbound pass, misses, and then Jackson gets the rebound and gets stuffed by Davis. Davis shorter than Jackson, but gets the steal. Bobcats get it underneath the basket. Shot from the right block is no good, and Jones gets the rebound. Chloe moving down the floor and gets fouled by Hiles. Bobcat fans don't like it, but she didn't have position, really.
No.
And Chloe was trying to take the ball
and
down.
And that is the 14th foul on the Lady Bobcats here in the second quarter with 5:36 left to go in the half. So that's a positive for the Lady Bears.
22-16 is the Bobcat lead. Stewart on the right side. Bobcats in the zone defense, and now they're going to call a charge on Stewart. She used her elbow a little bit to clear some space. That'll be her second personal. Sydney's the kid coach got needs on the floor.
Yeah, definitely needs that senior out there.
Fair by six, Davis across midcourt. 5:15 to go in the half. Davis shades to the right side. Gives it up top, now to the left side for Hiles. Drives in the paint, had an open lane, but then the Willow Bears collapse on her. She has to tip it back out. Bowers open three is off the mark. Rebound tipped and saved by Stewart. Willow back the other way, trying to take advantage of some missed fair opportunities. Jones for three, missed it, Rebound, Crutchington puts it up and in.
Good offensive ball work by Paisley.
Willow back to within four. 4:40 to go in the half.
It's pretty rough down there, too.
It is, yeah. Girls' game is here rough, and here's Davis for three. Missed it. Crutchington with the rebound. Got to take advantage of fair missed three-pointers when you can. Emma Grogan for three left side. Missed it. Rebound comes out long. Saved by the Bobcats. And now a pass is tipped loose on the floor. Crutchington has it. She's fouled. Body fly. And that'll be a shooting foul for Willow.
Well, it's getting rough out there. I'm telling you, it's physical and a little too physical. And especially away from the ball. They're just bouncing around. And I'm not saying who's initiating it, but it's definitely there. Second foul on Logue.
First free throw by Crutchington is no good.
Logue brings some physicality
absolutely
to the game. I'm just saying that.
Second free throw is missed. Crutchington misses them both, and Thayer's there for the rebound. Stays a four-point Bobcat lead with 4 minutes left to go in the half. Davis across the timeline. Takes the screen to the right side. Davis in front of the Willow student section. There's Sorrell wide open. Three missed it this time, and Jones is there for the rebound. Sorrell, not sure that she had missed yet tonight. Quick pass down to Crutchington off the glass. Missed it. Logue with the rebound. Shovel pass ahead to Sorrell. Sorrell got a one-on-three. Wisely pulls it back and then loses the handle on it out of bounds. And it'll go back to Willow.
It's getting a little floppy,
isn't it?
It's getting crazy down there. It really is. Both teams, I think, are out of their game right now. They're not focusing on the game. They're focusing more on each other.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to put it, I think. Willow will have the ball trailing by four. They trailed by eight at the end of the first quarter.
And did I say it was physical?
Yes. You mentioned that a time or two. Jones spins into the paint, forces one up, hoping for the foul. She didn't get it. Ball goes out of bounds. It had to have been tipped. But they're going to say it was off Willow, and it'll be fair ball.
Yeah.
Regardless, not a great shot.
No, it wasn't.
By Chloe.
She was trying to force it.
Yeah, and I think she was trying to draw a foul,
yeah,
and it just didn't happen.
She had three Bobcats around her and thought she'd get a foul, and didn't happen.
Davis across the timeline. Hands it to Sorrell. Left side for Dubois into the game. Lob it inside to Bowers on the block. She's pushed back. Here comes Sorrell for three. Missed it. Rebound tipped and saved by the Bobcats. Davis will reset along the sideline. Dribbles up to the logo. Bounces and finds wide open Sorrell, who is fouled as she went for the shot. Jackson, I believe, went for the block and
Jackson
got the foul instead.
Her second personal foul.
Fourth team foul on Willow. So everybody shooting from here on out. McKee into the game for Willow. Free throw is short by Sorrell, who's been lights out from three-point land tonight. Sigmund, Stewart, and Jackson all with two fouls for Willow. And Coach Cox would like to get to the locker room with that staying in check. 3 minutes to go until the halftime. Sorrell's second shot is good. 23-18. Bobcats by five. And a press coming from Thayer. Stewart's pass tip and saved by Sidney. She'll get it to Chloe. Chloe gets it across the timeline. Breaks the press, gets to the block, turns, spins, puts it off the glass, and in. What a move by the all-time leading scorer. Brings Willow back to within three. Davis gets loose in the paint. Big Euro step, puts it up. No good. Rebound tipped and saved by Jones. Well, that looked like that was going down. Bobcats with a miss. Willow will try to capitalize. 2:30 to go in the half. McKee on the left side will bounce it to Crutchington. Back to McKee. And now Stewart has to go through her hands on the sideline, out of bounds. And another turnover for Willow.
That's the fifth turnover for the Lady Bears.
Bears only had 5 points this quarter, but Willow with only 10. It's just been a low-scoring quarter. Bowers on the right side. They'll work it around the arc. Willow in the 2-3 zone. Sorrell. Bowers on the right side. They'll work it around the arc. Willow in the 2-3 zone. Doral. McKee out to Garter. McKee's got some fouls to give if she wants to do it, but you're going to put Bear on the line if you do that now. Davis at the logo as we go under 2 minutes to go in the half. Stewart comes out to Garter. Davis backing in, takes the screen to the right side, pulls up for three. It's off the mark, and Jones is there for the rebound. Chloe's probably the leading rebounder of the Lady Bears. Stewart left side, jumper won't go. Rebound tipped and saved by the Bobcats. They've got a 3-on-1. All the way to the basket, shot up from the block, count it, and one. Well, I'm just going to say, I mean, Steph Davis with the basket, that was a good acting job as Chloe hit the deck and got charged for the foul, and I just don't think there was a whole lot of contact.
Well, the contact was by the fair player that knocked Chloe
right
into the shooter, so that was the problem.
Davis' free throw is good. It's a three-point play, and it's a six-point lead again for the Bobcats. 26-20, 90 seconds to go in the half. They are led by 8 at the end of the first quarter. Willow would like to at least be under that mark at halftime. Dredgington at the top of the key, back to Stewart. She'll work it right corner for Jackson as Willow works it around the arc. Bear is staying fairly passive on defense right now, and see if Willow wants to play for the last shot. Still a minute. Stewart's going to pull up a three. It's an air ball out of bounds.
Wow.
And it will go back to the Bobcat.
She had a wide open look, but just didn't get enough behind it. It just, it never made it.
So now it flips the Bobcat.
They're trying to get back their 8-point lead or maybe more with less than a minute to go here in the half.
Cross midcourt. Bobcat. We'll see if they can attack here or play for the final shot. Davis in the corner. Ball juggled by Hiles, and she double dribbled.
Yes, she did.
Chloe Jones give her an assist on that as she provided a little pressure defense. And Willow will take it back after the turnover. 42 seconds to play in the half. Chloe across midcourt. Jones takes off. Left side. Pullback three is off the mark. Rebound Bobcat. Bear wants to push it. Into the front court. Pass tip stolen by Stewart. Stewart, a one-on-two. Tries to take it herself. Big step off the glass and in.
Stewart with the bucket. Goes well into within four. 15 seconds left in the half. Davis across midcourt with 12. Davis takes the screen. One arms it into the corner. Sorrell in the paint. Lost the handle on it. McKee picks it up with 5. With 4. McKee to the basket. She's fouled with 3 seconds to go in the half. And McKee will go to the line for a couple of free throws. She's provided some good minutes here in the second quarter and a chance to pull Willow in within a one-possession game.
Du Bois with the foul for Thayer. McKee at the line.
She'll get a couple here with Willow trailing by 4, and this is the first one. Brogan comes in for the Lady Bears. They're going to make sure that they keep everybody out of foul trouble. Stewart, Sigmund, Jackson all on the bench for these last 3 seconds. Second free throw is no good. Bobcats with the rebound with 2, with 1. They're going to get a nice three-pointer off, and it is no good. It rims out. Wow, got a great look, and it just rims out. And the Bobcats head to the locker room, leading Willow 26-22. In the district championship, Class 3, District 9 girls championship game tonight. The winner will advance to the state sectional game on Tuesday. And, we'll come back and wrap up the first half for you, share some stats, and take a bit of a preview into what lies ahead for the winner of this game coming up in 3 minutes. Again, Thayer leads Willow 26-22 at the half. We're back in 3. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Life is loud. Chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Well, we're back at halftime here at the district championship game, Class 3, District 9. And it's turned into a pretty good ball game after the first quarter. The Lady Bobcats led by 8, but the Lady Bears clamped down a little bit in the second quarter, outscored the Lady Bobcats 12-8. And cut into that lead. It's the four-point margin now, 26-22, Lady Bobcats. So pretty good, pretty entertaining ball game, Marty, really, for a championship game. And got pretty physical, especially in the second quarter, got pretty physical. And I think that may have played a little bit to the Bears' advantage in the fact that they created some turnovers out of that. The turnover factor is not a huge difference, but the Lady Bears have 5 and the Lady Bobcats have 8 turnovers in the ball game. So it's just a pretty entertaining ball game all in all, and so far fairly close, and I think that's what everybody wants is a good, especially I think somebody like to have a blowout, but probably that's not going to happen.
Nah.
So from a spectator point of view, you like a close ball game, and this is you thought it might blow out after the first quarter and Lady Bears down by 8, but they got into it, played good hard defense there in the second quarter, and brought the Lady Bears back behind their all-time record scorer, Jones, who just led the way with 14 points. So she has 14 of the 22 by the Lady Bears, and entertaining ball game. And for the Lady Bears, they did their comeback without Sigmund
in the lineup. She was able to sit with those two fouls, so you'll have Lexi back in there to start the third quarter. And, of course, Stewart and Jackson both have two fouls as well. But I think the key, Willow, is, you know, they're going to hit some three-pointers.
They are.
That's going to happen. Everybody on the floor at all times can shoot. You've got to make sure you've got somebody with a hand in their face, if at all possible, and,
right.
and don't let them have that second chance. And,
right.
you know, it's 26 points right now. If Willow can keep there under 60, I still think that's the key, is you got to keep this offense in check. And they did a much better job of that in the second quarter.
Well, the first quarter they hit four trays, and the second quarter they hit one. So
there you go.
15 of their 26 points have been three-point shots. So here's the way the scoring went in the first half of the ball game for the Lady Bobcats. They were led in scoring by Sorrell. She had 9 points in the first half. Davis had 7 points, and then it was 5 points for Bowers and 5 points for Hiles, and that's the scoring for the Lady Bobcats. For the Lady Bears, as I said, Jones leads in scoring with 14. Then it's Crudgington with 6. 2 points for Stewart. And that's the scoring for the Lady Bears. Team stats, Lady Bears are out rebounding the Lady Bobcats. They've got 18 in the first half, while the Lady Bobcats have 12. So we have a 6 point difference there in rebounds. Each team has a blocked shot. 8 turnovers by the Lady Bobcats, 5 for the Lady Bears.
Winner of this game, obviously, is the district champion of Class 3, District 9. They will match up with the District 10 winner, and that game will be played tomorrow night between Fairgrove and Sparta. Fairgrove is the number one seed, Larry, and they're 8-18 on the year.
Well, what kind of schedule
exactly,
does it play?
Exactly. I'm sure it's a really good schedule, but it's still 8-18. Sparta 13-14, so those two teams battling it out tomorrow night. The winner of this district can play the winner of that district Tuesday night at Kabul. So
really,
if Willow were to pull this out, then they would have a very short trip. 6 o'clock on Tuesday at Kabul, the state sectional game awaits the winner, and that's basically the Sweet 16 of the state tournament.
Right.
So that's what's on the line tonight, and we'll come back for the third quarter in 1 minute. Again, Sayre leads Willow 26-22 at the half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Man, going on a decade plus. So this will be a tough challenge for the Lady Bears, but they have fought back and made this a ball game as we enter the third quarter. Don't forget, our sideline sponsor this season has been Gentleman Gyms. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentleman Gyms, for your towing needs. A proud sideline sponsor of Willow Springs basketball.
Bears will have the ball to start the third quarter, and we're underway.
All starters back out there for both teams. Sigmund back on the floor after sitting for most of the first half with fouls. Stewart to Crudgington up top, back to Sidney, open three, got it. Sidney Stewart for three, and it's a one-point game. Lob it underneath. Bowers on the block, working on Jackson. She's got to tip it back out. Davis for three, missed it short. Sigmund with the rebound. Out to Chloe. Chloe down the floor. Crudgington in traffic, puts it up. No good. Rims out there with the rebound. Ball tipped. There's a player down in the backcourt. In the meantime, Stewart with the steal to the block to the basket, puts it up and in. And now we've got a stop, which probably should have stopped play earlier, as they had a player down through all of that. She went down on the rebound from the previous shot, and the official continued
to
play, which...
Let the continuation play. I don't know if that's good or not, but...
Well, if I'm a Thayer fan, I'm probably not crazy about it, but
right.
She is up now. I don't know if she got... She's holding her face, like maybe she got poked in the eye. And that's looks like that's where the towel is going as she comes off the floor. And I think it's Hiles. Try to get a number on that. But in the meantime, Willow takes a one-point lead with 7:21 to go in the third quarter. So
yeah,
Willow on a 5-0 run here in the first 40 seconds of the third quarter. There will have the ball looking to regain the lead here as Davis brings it across midcourt. 3-2 zone by the Lady Bears. Davis throws it into the corner. Doral up top. She'll lob it over right side. Baseline, Regal, trapped, gets it back to Sorrell. Sorrell tips it. Here's an open three left side by Du Bois. Missed it. Jones with the rebound. Chloe, one-on-one with Davis. That's a good matchup. Then the upperclassman and the underclassman for Thayer. Chloe at the logo. Lob it to Crudgington on the block. Gives it to Sigmund off the glass. Missed it. Lexi gets it on a rebound. Picks it up and in. And Willow on a 7-0 run to start the third quarter. Lead by three now. Davis up top. Willow is... went into that 3-2 zone to try to frustrate the Thayer three-point shooter. Here's Sorrell. She's got an opening. Shot is up and good. Riley Joe Sorrell has been the primary three-point target for Thayer tonight.
That's our third.
They're tied at 29. They can all shoot them at any time. Jones working on Davis. Into the corner for Stewart. Inside, Jackson on the block. Puts it up. No, but she's fouled. Bowers commits the foul, and Jackson will go to the line shooting a couple of free throws.
First foul, first personal on Bowers, first team foul of the half on the Bobcats.
Jackson at the line, free throw is good. Willow back in front, 30-29. Hiles back in, that's good to see. Du Bois checks out. Jackson's second free throw is no good. Sigmund had the rebound, but it was taken away by Davis. And Thayer with a chance to regain the lead here. Davis to the left side, now steps back, dribbles up to the logo. Crudgington will come up to provide a little defense. There's Sorrell. She got away with a travel there. Tip it into the corner. Regal open three, missed it short. Rebound Crudgington. Ahead to Jones. Chloe across midcourt in traffic. Dribbles out to the right side and carried it.
She did.
Turns it over.
She carried it a long time before they blew the whistle.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
It was really a slow whistle. But it was right.
Yeah, it was the right call, but the timing was not quite there.
Yeah, he must have had his whistle out of his mouth or something.
5:20 to go, third quarter. Willow leading by one. Bobcats get it to Davis inside. She runs over Jackson. They're going to call Sophie for the foul.
The third personal on Sophie, if that's the case.
I think if Sophie could have sold that a little bit better, that would have been a charge, but it'll send Davis to the line for a couple of free throws. Very good free throw shooter for the Bobcats. First one is up, good. Emma Grogan is going to come in for Sophie Jackson. Probably... last time we'll see Sophie until the fourth quarter. Second shot is good. Davis makes them both. Thayer back in front, 31-30. Jones in the backcourt. Motions everybody ahead. She'll go one-on-one with Davis. Davis backs up as she brings it across midcourt. Jones shades to the right side. Gives to Stewart. Wants another three. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Regal has it. And she's tied up and fouled by Crudgington.
second team foul on Willow this quarter. And that's just the first on Paisley Crutchington.
Yeah, Paisley's had a good game.
Davis will walk it across midcourt with Thayer leading by one. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Regal in the corner. Give it to Hiles. Jumps up, passes it to Davis for three. Got it. They're starting to warm up from beyond the arc. And now they're back up by four. 34-30. Jones across midcourt as Willow will try to answer. Stewart to Jones. Sideline three. Got it. Chloe with the answer. And it's back to a one-point game. Davis across the timeline. Halfway through the third quarter. In the corner, Hiles wants to go baseline. Nice pass to Davis. Count it and one. As Brogan was late getting there. And a chance for a three-point play for the Bobcats. Brogan's first third team foul already on Willow this quarter. Free throw is good. But Thayer gets their four-point lead back, and now they're going to apply a little pressure and a timeout by the Lady Bears. Halfway through the third quarter, Thayer leads Willow 37-33. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
The ball was resumed play. It looks like Thayer put in a full court defense there, full court pressure defense, but now they pull off of it as we get ready to get back to action. Here we go. Jones brings it down.
Bears trailing by four. Stewart at midcourt, lobs it underneath. Sigmund wide open, lays it up, missed the lay-in, gets her own rebound, puts it up, missed it, but she's fouled. Oh, Sigmund shaking her head with a little frustration there. Has had multiple opportunities to get it to go, and it just wouldn't go. And now she'll have to earn it from the free throw line.
Foul is on Bowers, second personal for Bowers.
Free throw is no good, and Willow's struggling from the line tonight. Second free throw is banked in. We'll take it. Willow gets one out of that. Make it a one-possession game, 37-34. Thayer under 4 minutes to go in the third. Davis at the logo, picked up by Stewart. Sorrell on the left side. Holds it above her head. Looks underneath, backpedals towards the logo. Sorrell pitches it back to Davis to the sideline. Stewart out to guard her. Davis takes the screen, looking for a shot. She gets loose in the paint and draws the foul. And Davis will go back to the line, shooting two, and she's about automatic from the free throw line.
Sigmund looks guilty there.
I think it's Crudgington.
Okay.
Only her second.
But it's the fourth team foul of the quarter on the Lady Bears.
Davis' free throw is good. They are back up by four.
Davis really has been the catalyst for the Bobcats here in the third quarter.
Just so steady for Thayer.
This is point number 10.
Five-point lead for the Bobcats, 39-34, and they come with the press again. Willow gets it ahead to Stewart. Stewart across midcourt being chased and fouled by Hiles. 13 foul on the Bobcats, and Willow will take it out of bounds.
Second personal on Hiles.
Stewart will inbound in the corner. Jones bent the knees but couldn't pull the trigger. She'll pull it up, give it to Sigmund at the free throw line, out to Grogan. Lob it to Crudgington in the corner. Back up top to Stewart as the gym went really quiet for some weird reason.
Like we're at a golf tournament.
Jones goes to the right side, picks up the dribble. Crudgington to Grogan, left side, wants a three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped and saved by Davis. Davis down the floor. Regal on the block. Goes around Jones. Gets fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Under 3 minutes to go in the quarter. And just feel like Fair is kind of gaining some traction here and trying to get some space.
Yeah, and they're spending too much time at the free throw line.
Yeah. Regal's free throw is no good. A rare miss by the Bobcats. McKee checks in for Grogan. McKee, Crudgington, Sigmund, Stewart, and Jones. Five on the floor for the Lady Bears. Second free throw is a miss as well. Sigmund has the rebound, and she gets fouled by Davis. That's her second personal, fourth team foul. So we've got 3 minutes to play in the quarter, and things are getting a little chippy, too, down there.
Yep.
Between these two teams. Five-point deficit. Willa needs some points. Been a bit of a scoring drought here in the third quarter. Jones gets loose with paint, has her shot blocked. Rebound Bowers. Hands it to Regal. Gives it to Davis, and back come the Bobcats. Davis to the left side. Her pass tipped and stolen by Crudgington. Crudgington with that huge wingspan just took it away. Jones, top of the key, takes the screen to the left side. Left block, tough shot, won't go. Rebound Sigmund, put it up, missed it. Rebound Lexi again, and a foul coming again on the Bobcats. On what could have been a jump ball on that one. That one I would agree with the Fair fans a little more than the other one. That was a bit of a quick whistle.
If there is your partisan team, I can understand that.
Yeah.
First foul on Sorrell.
Sigmund at the line, shooting a couple. First one is no good.
Sigmund has not been good at the line tonight.
Well, 2:18 to go, third quarter.
She's one out of three so far.
Second one is banked home. We'll take him.
She has that bank shot that she can get down sometimes.
Makes it a four-point game with 2 minutes and change to go, third quarter. Davis into the front court. Into the corner, Bowers. They're going to leave her open. She doesn't pull the trigger on it. There's Sorrell on the left side. Hands it back to Davis. Stewart chasing Davis around the floor. Davis at the logo, under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Bowers up top. Isles back to Davis at the logo.
Running some time here a little bit.
Looking for a screen. Drifts to the right side. Pull-up jumper is missed, and Jones is there for the rebound. But Davis with a rare miss here in this quarter. Jones gets around her. Gets to the free throw line in the paint. Runner won't go. Rebound Sigmund puts it up and in. Great job by Sigmund to follow slowly into battle there. And it's a two-point game. Davis, top of the key with 1:20 to go in the quarter. Bowers in the corner, pulls a three, missed it short, rebound underneath by Davis, puts it up, no, but she's fouled. And Riley Davis will go shoot a couple more free throws with 1:15 left to go in the third quarter.
Davis has, she's 5 for 5 from the free throw line here in the third quarter, so she spent a lot of time up there.
First one is good. She doesn't miss. Makes it a three-point game.
Six out of six this quarter.
They're led by 8 at the end of the first quarter. They led by 4 at the end of the second quarter. Second free throw here is good. And they lead by 4 now with 1:15 to go in the third. Chloe in the backcourt. And a official timeout on the far side of the floor.
Some players has to go out.
Got some blood, maybe on the lip. That's Sorrell for the Bobcats, and she takes the foul to her lip, and the official says, "Now you still got to come out of the game for a minute." I think maybe her braces caused blood on the lip there, and Coach Young is trying to lobby to just keep her in the game.
Yeah.
Come out. I don't think it's much.
He wants her in the game.
Now he's going to get it.
Yeah, she's going to get the save.
Sorrell keeps giving a thumbs up like I'm good, right? Okay, after that injury delay, We're back, and Willow's got the ball, trailing by four with a minute to go in the third quarter. McKee on the left wing. Back up to Stewart at the logo. Jones right side pulls a three. That one's banked in. We'll take it.
Not Haley's prettiest shot, but it counts just as much, and it's a one-point game.
45 seconds to go in the third. Davis to the left side, to the block, to the basket, gets fouled, and she will go back to the free throw line. How many free throws does Davis have?
Well, she is right now seven out of seven from the free throw line. That's the free throw line in this quarter.
That's
in
just
this
a quarter. Just a quarter.
Yeah. So she will get two more as the foul was on Jones, her third.
Free throw by Davis is good.
She hasn't missed yet.
She's perfect.
She missed one in the second quarter. But she spent a lot of time at the free throw line.
Made them both. 3-point lead for Thayer, 44 seconds to go in the quarter. Jones takes it across the timeline. Chloe gets to the free throw line, has it stripped and fouled by Hiles, and the Bobcat fans are frustrated.
Yeah, angst with that foul.
That's the third on Hiles, and Jones will go shoot a couple of free throws.
Lots of fouls in the game. But the Bears have been at the free throw line and have not had as much success as the Bobcats have at the free throw line. But there's one for Chloe.
Jones makes it. Stewart and Sigmund going to check out for the last 36 seconds. Emma Grogan back in to the game. Jones' second free throw is good. It's a one-point lead for the Bobcats. 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. Davis across the timeline. Hands it off to Sorrell. To Hiles, top of the key. Bounces it. Davis, jumper from the baseline, missed it. Rebound, Regal on the block, puts it up and in with 18 seconds. They're back in front by three. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Jones will walk it across the timeline. At eight. With six, Jones looking for a screen. Pulls back for three. In and out. Ooh. Rims out with 1 second. Davis from half court. Missed it. And that's the end of the third quarter. It's a 3-point game setting up for a good fourth quarter here in Houston. It's the Class 3 District 9 Championship. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
They want to win this game. We are still on the air, so that's good to know. Okay. And apologize for the breaks there, but we'll try it again at the next time out. But we are ready for the fourth quarter in Houston with the Bobcats leading 45-42, led by eight at the end of the first, four at halftime, three. So making progress, but haven't been able to climb over the hill.
The Bears did have a one-point lead early in the
couple times
quarter.
They had a one-point lead in the third. Bears got it. Here's Sorrell wide open for three, missed it short. Rebound Hiles on the block, puts it up and in. And Bears extends their lead. Willow back into the front court, now trailing by five. Stewart has her pass tipped right back to her. Crudgington lob it into Jackson. Jackson catches it on the baseline, can't get a shot off. Right back to Crudgington up top. She gives to Stewart. Stewart top of the key, bounces to Crudgington, lobs it inside. Nice pass and a good finish by Alexi Sigmund. And Willow back to within three. 47-44. Bobcats on the baseline, rejected by Sigma. And now Jackson lost the handle on it. It tipped out of bounds off Hiles. It will stay with Willow. So Sigma, a good sequence there with a basket and then a block on the other end of the floor. Slowly walks it across the logo. Chase to the left side and just too easy with the pass. It's taken away by Davis, one on two, and she's fouled by Stewart.
And that'd be the fourth personal on Sid Stewart.
And Davis back to the free throw line. Sound like a broken record there. That's where the Bobcats have been living in the second half.
She's had 10 points from the free throw line. Make it 11.
First one's good. Now Willow, their first player with four fouls is Sydney Stewart. Davis' second free throw. Good, of course. Back to a five-point lead for the Bobcats. 6:50 to play in the ball game. District championship night here in Houston. Tomorrow night, it's the boys' side. That'll be on the Fox with Liberty and Fair. Crudgington lobs it underneath. It's rejected out of bounds by Regal. It'll stay with Willow on the baseline with 6:38 to play.
She didn't really block the shot there. She just knocked the pass out.
Kind of like a volleyball play. Stewart, top of the key. They're hanging off of her. There's Jones, open three right side. Got it.
In motion. Chloe with the trigger. Pulls Willow to within two.
49-47. Bobcats get it underneath. Wide open score. Rather Hiles lays it up and in.
Good execution by the Bobcats. They're back in front by four.
They started doing that here in the fourth quarter, going underneath.
Jones to Sigmund. Grudging it underneath, past tip. Jackson has it, puts it up, no, and she fouled before the shot on the floor. And Willow will take it out of bounds.
A lot of fouls called in this ball game, and that's the fourth foul on Doyle, so she's in a bit of foul trouble. Here comes the enforcer. Into the ball game.
Bailey Loeb checks in. Thorold comes out. Inbound pass to Sigmund. Oh, missed it, but she's fouled. Get a chance to earn it at the line, but just about an and one there for Sigmund. Sigmund will try to take a deep breath and knock down some free throws here with 6 minutes left to play and a 4-point lead for the Bobcats. First one by Alexi is no good off the back of the rim.
Nice. Foul on Logue, her third.
Second free throw by Sigmund is no good. Rebound, Paisley Crudgington. Back to Sigmund at the free throw line. Give it to Stewart. Open three. In and out. Rebound, Crudgington. Put it up and in.
Paisley cleaned it up, and it's back to a two-point game. Davis in the front court. To get to Hiles, bounce it to Logue up top, right side for Regal. Up top, Hiles. Hiles got away with a travel. Regal fakes the three on the right side. Now she'll pull back for one. That was offline. Rebound tipped out long. Crudgington and Logue get tied up, and it'll be off of Crudgington. And stay with the Bobcats. And Sorrell checking back in. That's an interesting move by Coach Young. Logue comes out. Sorrell back in. Let's see if they get her the ball. She's waiting for it in the corner, but Davis doesn't see her. Drives to the right side. Give it to Bowers for three. Missed it. Rebound to Regal underneath. Shot up no good, but she's fouled. And Regal will go shoot a couple of free throws here with 5:21 to play, and they're leading 51-49.
Jackson picks up her fourth foul. We're going to see some girls foul out of this one before it's over.
Free throw is no good. A rare miss from the line by the Bobcats. Not Davis, though. She is
Regal.
Automatic. Second free throw is missed. So a couple of big misses there by Fair, and now Will with a chance to tie or take the lead with 5 minutes to play. Jones across midcourt. McKee into the game. She'll give it to Sigmund in the corner. Back to McKee. Stewart trying to free up Jones. Regal staying with her. Now Chloe pulls back for three. In and out. Rebound. They're going to get Sudgington for over the back on that one.
That'll be the third team foul of the quarter for the Bears.
Looked good by Jones. It just spun out a little bit.
Yeah, went in cylinder and came out.
Third foul on Crutchington. Third team foul on Willow. Thorle into the corner for Regal. Back to Thorle up top. Throws it underneath. Bowers stood up by Sigmund. Tips it back out to Heil. 4:40 left to play. Thorle to Bowers. Underneath to Regal. In the paint, she's fouled on the floor. And Thayer will take it out of bounds. That may be on Crutchington, and if it is, that's her fourth. Probably going to be on either Crutchington, and it is on Paisley. So all of a sudden, Paisley's in danger of fouling out.
The Bears have three players with four fouls.
Paisley steals the inbound pass, gives it to Chloe, and now Willow once again with a chance to tie or take the lead. Sigmund at the top of the key. Give it to Stewart, right side for Crutchington. Crutchington looking underneath. Bears paying a lot of attention to Jones, and Chloe will hold it now at the logo. Gets rid of Davis. Pull-up jumper for two. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Heil. She's got two on two. Takes it all the way to the block. To the basket layup is good. 53-49. They are back in front by four. 4 minutes to play. Jones in the paint to the rack. Lays it up and in. Jones goes coast to coast. Back to a two-point game. Davis to Heil on the baseline, and that's a foul on Jones, I think. On the floor, but it won't matter. That'll be the fifth team foul on Willow.
And that's the fourth personal foul on Jones. So four of the five starters for the Lady Bears have four fouls. Somebody's going to foul out.
Yeah, you've got to keep Jones on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Bears, you don't win this game. Files. Free throw is no good. Two-point lead for Thayer, and a timeout by Coach Cox to stand the Lady Bears. 3:52 to play. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our friends and family sales. That's right, friends and family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Lady Bear Basketball here on KUKU on a Friday night final for the Class 3 District 9 Girls Basketball Tournament. Been a good one tonight. Lady Bears and the Lady Bobcats, number 1 and 2 seed. Bobcats have a two-point advantage, 53-51, with 3-plus to go here. 3:52, so we're just a little over halfway through the fourth quarter. Big trouble, though, for the Lady Bears. They've got four of their starters, each with four personal fouls. So that's a bit alarming.
Bobcats going to try to take advantage of it, too, and they'll go right at the basket and try to draw a foul. Second free throw by Hiles is short. Missed them both. Jackson's there for the rebound. So other than the foul, no damage done for the Bobcats there, and it remains a two-point lead for Thayer with 3:40 left to play. Crutchington gives to Sigmund in the corner. Back up top, right to Davis. Davis with the steal, one-on-one with Stewart. Sends, lays it up, and missed it. Rebound tip, out of bounds, saved by Stewart. Ahead to Jones. Jones, all the way to the basket, floats it to Sigmund off the glass, missed it. Great opportunity, missed it. Now Thayer with the numbers. Files to the basket, lays it up and in, and Bears back in front by four with 3:10 left to play. Jones quickly across midcourt. Chloe in the paint, scoop shot goes down, and Willow back to within two. 3 minutes to play. This one may come down to the wire. Hiles in the corner. Pullback three. Made it. Sorry. Trying to manifest that to slide out. It did not. It went right through the net and a big, big three for the Bobcats.
Hiles is taking over here in the fourth quarter.
58-53.
She's got 11 points for the Bobcats.
Bobcats by five, 2.5 minutes to play. Jackson on the block, puts it high off the glass and in. And it's back to a one-possession game. 58-55. Willow needs to stop. Davis to the block, to the basket, got stood up, partially blocked. Ball is loose, picked up by Stewart. Ahead to Jones. Chloe. To Pudgington, lays it up and in. They collapsed on Chloe, and Pudgington was wide open, and Willow's back to within one. 58-57, 2 minutes to play. Davis to the left side, up top to Bowers. Right side for Regal. In the corner, Sorrell. Under 2 minutes to play. She's open for three, and she missed it. Rebound, Sigmund. Gives it to Jones. Now Willow with a chance to take the lead under 2 minutes to play. Chloe to the left side, to the block, lays up a floater, won't go. Rebound Hiles, and she's fouled from behind by Jackson. And Thayer will go shoot free throws with 1:39 to play, and Sophie is our first one to foul out.
Yeah.
Senior gets a standing ovation from the Big Willow crowd, and that'll give everybody just a minute to kind of catch their breath. 1:39 to play. It's a one-point lead for Thayer. Hiles at the line. She has been the MVP of the fourth quarter. She'll have a couple of big shots here. First one is good. Emma Grogan checks into the game for Jackson. It will stay a one-possession game, regardless of its free throw. Hiles' second shot is good. Makes them both. 60-57 Thayer with a minute 39 to go. Bobcats with five timeouts left. Willow with just two. Grogan on the left side. Sigmund back to Grogan. There's Chloe. Jones pullback three for the tie. Got it! Jones ties us up at 60 apiece. 1:20 to play. The senior trying to will her team to a district championship. Davis at the logo. Hands it to Hiles. Just over a minute to play. Bounces to the right side. Regal for three. Missed it. Rebound Jones. With a minute to go, Willow with a chance to take the lead. Jones pulls up for three. Left side. Yes! Chloe Jones again. Willow leads by three. 50 seconds to play. Sorrell for three in the corner. Missed it. Rebound Grogan. Grogan nearly throws it away. Jones calls a timeout on the baseline with 42 seconds to play. Willow has a 63-60 lead, and we will take a quick 30-second time away. You're listening to the district championship game on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back. It's Houston, and the final game has turned into a thriller, Marty. Lady Bears up by three now with the seconds left to go. A lot of seconds, but
a lot of time left,
but the Lady Bears will have the ball.
Chloe Jones, just absolute clutch three-pointers, 6 points. With about a minute to play for Chloe to turn a three-point deficit into a three-point lead. Jones in the backcourt. She's chased across midcourt and fouled as she was sandwiched between a couple of Bobcats. That is only the third team foul on Thayer.
Well, Davis committed the foul, but
she was the last one getting up after that.
She fouled out on that
crash at midcourt. Chloe trying to shake that off too. 36 seconds left, and Bears got a foul at least one more time. And now stoppage of play, and Fair is going to take a timeout. 36 seconds to play. Willow leading the Bobcats 63-60. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Sorrell that fouled out for Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU. It's Phil and Andy here in Houston as the Lady Bears lead it 63-60. And it's going to be Lady Bear Basketball as we resume play.
Willow has trailed for the vast majority of this game, but the senior Chloe Jones with a couple of big three-pointers here late in the ball game. There's a foul on Lowe.
Yeah.
As Larry mentioned, Sorrell has fouled out. That's one of their better three-point options. But they still has plenty of shooters.
Oh, they do.
So still a ton of time with 35 seconds left in this one.
Lady Bears will be shooting on the next foul. 34 seconds left.
Stewart inbounds to Jones, and Jones is going to wait for a minute before she has to go across the timeline. Now she does. Davis sticking with her. Jones gets to the top of the key, gets bumped, and there it is. As Davis is upset, but Jones, that's who Willow wants with a free throw line here. We'll shoot a couple of free throws and a chance to give Willow a two-possession lead. Big free throws for the senior.
First foul on Davis. All the Lady Bears drop back, leave Jones up there by herself.
First one is no good. Wins out.
Why does everybody do that? I don't get it.
Setting up the defense early, but yeah, you hate to see a kid left alone there.
Yeah. Just one.
Roy will have another one. Here's a big one. Trying to give him a 4-point lead, and does. 64-60. Willow by 4. 22 seconds. Davis throws it away. It's through the hands of Hiles. Out of bounds. Willow takes it back. And Fair will take a timeout. Willow has the ball with 21 seconds to play and a 4-point lead. We'll come back in a quick 30 seconds. You're listening to the district championship on KUKU.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Houston. Wow, this has been a thriller, Marty.
Been a good one.
21
to buy one more.
21 seconds left to go. Lady Bears lead by 4, 64-60, and will have the ball as Fair turned it over on their last possession, coming down in a hurry to set up a three, and they just threw it away. Full court press by the Lady Bobcats.
Objective number one is to get the ball in, and now the official stops play, making sure everything's cool. We're all good, and now we are. Inbound to Jones. Jones waits for contact, gets pushed out of bounds, and she will go back to the free throw line with 17 seconds to play. Davis commits her fourth personal. And another couple of big free throws here for Jones. Still 17 seconds left.
Oh, yeah.
And the Bobcats have three-point shooters galore to choose from.
They certainly do.
They can shoot themselves back in this very, very quickly. The senior with a couple more clutch free throws. First one is good. Chloe with those 2 3-pointers at about the minute and a half mark. That's huge. Second free throw is good. Made them both. We're up by 6. With 17 seconds to play. Hiles, top of the key,
Pitches out up top. Bowers back to Davis. Shoots the volleyball line three. Missed it. Rebound tip. Tipped again. Ball loose on the floor. And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will go to Willow with 5.8 seconds.
Willow just needs to get the ball in.
Yep, yep.
And they will be district champion.
Stewart slaps the ball. Looks over her choices. Gives it to Crudgington. Back to Jones with three, two, one. The Willow Springs Lady Bears are district champ in 2026, knocking off their 66-60. Willow advances to the state playoff. We'll come back with a recap in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Houston, the Willow Springs Lady Bears are district champions, and they will move on to the state playoffs beginning Monday night, March 2nd. They will play the winner of Fairgrove and Sparta, 6 o'clock on Monday night in Kabul. That is the Sweet 16 of Class 3 in the state. So congrats to Chloe Jones and the Lady Bears on an epic game tonight. Really trailed for the majority of the game, down by 8 at the end of the first quarter. They trailed by 4 at the half, by 3 at the end of the third quarter. Just felt like they were playing catch-up all night.
And they were.
At about the 92nd point, that's when Chloe Jones hit a 3-pointer to tie the ball game at 60. She hit another 3 just a few seconds later to give Willow a 3-point lead. And that was all the scoring Fair did from that point on. And it was a 66-60 win for the Lady Bears. Just a great scene. Willow has seen some heartbreakers this year.
We've seen
a lot of heartbreakers.
Yeah.
So a really nice moment for them to be able to celebrate with their teammates. And the boys team is down there celebrating with them. I like that. And, of course, the team and Coach Cox right in the middle of everything. And congratulations again to the Lady Bears, and that means, Larry, we'll have one more game, at least, that we can broadcast on Monday night, and
yeah.
We'll look forward to that on Monday back
Tuesday.
At the Kabul Gym.
Tuesday.
I said Tuesday earlier. I was
you were wrong.
It is
you
Monday.
Wrong. Okay.
Monday night, 6 o'clock at Kabul. The Lady Bears against either Fairgrove or Sparta.
And Fairgrove and Sparta play tomorrow night, so
yeah, they'll have to wait.
They'll have to wait to see how that comes out, see which one they play. But, yeah, there's
Lady Bears celebrating the big.
And, congratulations to a lot of the parents kids and people that have put a lot of time and effort into this team. And that's fun to see that celebration and the parents getting some hugs and some tears. And, special moment for the Lady Bears tonight.
All right. Are we ready for stats or?
Yeah.
Cox going to come up or not, do you think?
I doubt it, just because he's not in the the routine of coming up.
Right.
But we'll go over the stats, and if I can get his attention, I'll send him up here.
All right. Stats for the Lady Bear. The MVP, of course, is Chloe Jones, 38 points.
Oh, my.
To lead the way for the Lady Bears. One other MVP, of course, is Chloe Jones, 38 points.
Oh, my.
To lead the way for the Lady Bears. One other Bear in double figures, that was Paisley Crutchington. She had 10. Stewart had 7. Sigmund had 8. And Jackson had 3 for the Lady Bears. For the Lady Bobcats, they were led in score. They had 3 players in double figures. Davis had 23, followed by Hiles with 18, 12 for Sorrell. And then it was 5 for Bowers and 2 for Regal for the Lady Bobcats. As far as team stats go, interesting look. I think that this was one game, Marty, where the height advantage really paid off for the Lady Bears. They were able to keep Sigmund and Crudgington in there a lot, and that really, I think, was a big difference in the ball game.
Up here?
34 rebounds for the Lady Bears. To 24 for the Lady Bobcats. Also, the Lady Bears forced the Bobcats into 14 turnovers, while the Lady Bears only had 6. So that was a big stat as well. So huge win for the Lady Bears. Coach Cox coming up. I'll relinquish the mic.
Yeah. District championship for the Lady Bears, and we'll talk with Brother Dave Cox, and congratulations.
Holy cow, thank you
very
much.
Were there some prayers going up in that fourth quarter?
Like these girls, man, they'll give you a heart attack every
time. Yes.
They just decided once again, they weren't going to lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can just see it at the Chadwick game and the tournament tonight. There's just a switch that's turned, and they say, we're not losing.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
It is. And, first off, hats off to the Thayer team.
Oh, they're a great
excellent team.
Well,
so
coached.
Balanced. Well coached, and they gave you all you could handle.
Oh, my goodness, they're a really good team. Both two really good teams out here, Dave. It's sad that one of them had to lose because they're a really good team.
For your girls, I mean, we've got to start with Chloe Jones. Like, the critical point in the game was that three-pointer she hit with about, 90 seconds left,
yep.
And then just seconds later she hit another one, flipped a three-point deficit into a three-point lead, and that was really the ball game right there.
She's just so key, man. Like, she knows what she's doing all the time, and, she's like having a coach on the floor, and she just wills it. She just decides, I'm going to make this shot, and it goes in. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen, man. When she gets hot like that, you just get her the ball and get out of the way and hope they foul her so we can get some free throws.
And you had a lot of help tonight from your bench. You got, I think at one time, 4 out of the 5 starters all had 4 fouls. You had to use some of that bench. Those girls gave you some good minutes.
Yeah, our bench did a great job, man. Emma Grogan and Kaylee McKee and some of those girls came in, and, man, they didn't shrink in the moment.
Right.
They stood up and they played hard and they did what they could do in the moment, and I'm super proud of them. I can't even express how proud I am of them. So.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you very
much.
District
champion.
It's been 25 years, I think.
Maybe
even more than that, 2000, something like that, I think, 99, something like
back
that.
Back in the Bunch Girls era, probably?
Most before then. I think this was the triplets with the Coach
Harris. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So,
okay, well, it has been a while. The drought is over, and a nice victory for the Lady Bears tonight. And now you've got another. I think it was Coach Wilson that always said, "Hey, we want to practice again tomorrow. One more day of practice, and you got one more day of practice, and probably a couple more at this point."
I think we play on Monday.
Monday night.
We turn around.
Yep.
So we'll practice on Sunday and get ready for. I don't even know who we face. So we'll figure all that out.
And I think it's at Cabrillo, so
it
a good opportunity to pack the house and try to send the girls on to the quarterfinal.
One more game. That's right.
Congrats, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Celebrate.
Appreciate it.
David Cox, head coach of the Willow Springs Lady Bears, celebrating with his team a district championship tonight. The Lady Bears are the 2026 district champions in Houston. And as Coach Cox and I were talking, Monday night, 6 o'clock, we'll be back here on KUKU for the sectional game between the winner of Fairgrove and Sparta.
Nice to see the celebration on the court.
It's a great moment.
It's a great moment for the girls. They've been, these 4 years they've been together, a lot of them have been together all 4 years, and just a real fine scene for all these Bear supporters that have showed up game after game, and now they get to celebrate on the floor here at Houston for this district championship against a team that they were not supposed to beat.
No, and a team that beat them by double digits
earlier
in the year.
Yes.
If you weren't here and you want to see some of the post-game stuff, Shawana Cox is down there, and I'm sure there'll be pictures all over Facebook tonight. So congrats once again to the Lady Bears.
Katie and I did the game that they played earlier, and that was a dandy game. But this was totally different setting. I think the Lady Bears took that aggression that Thayer played against them and used it against them, really. And their height advantage, again, I think paid off a little bit. So anyway, good win for the Lady Bears, and especially for Chloe Jones. I mean, a reward for all of them, but her 38 points in those two, you mentioned two threes, fourth quarter, back-to-back, really set the stage for this win.
Well, and I, you know, just on a personal note, I watched Chloe when she was about knee-high dribbling the basketball and throwing up three-pointers. That kid has worked so hard for this and got some payoff tonight. And I know now they want to just keep going. Let's go win another one, and they'll try to do that on Monday night. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming in, Brian, at the studio. We appreciate him running the board tonight. Megan and Katie have helped us all year, so I always want to give some credit to them for helping out. And it's nice that we get one more game. So we'll join you next week. And once again, the Lady Bears are district champs with a 66-60 victory over the Thayer Bobcats. Good night from Houston.